As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It is single best idea, and you get lucky on a rainy Thursday in New York. Scheduled was Richard Haass, the force of the Council on Foreign Relations, recently retired but working a 7-day work week, hugely in demand within the study of international relations. And it was really wonderful to do what we do on surveillance, what the heritage of the show is over 2 decades, which is talk to Richard Haass, is an arch centrist representing administrations both Republican and Democratic, about the ultimate centrist, which is Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. Whatever you think of Senator Joe Lieberman and his sudden death here in the last number of days, he was someone who defined the old school centrism of another time and place. The centrist attitude is not seen in Israel. We talked to Richard Haass about Mr. Netanyahu and his Israel.
He doesn't have a partner in this Israeli government or this Israeli prime minister. All of his efforts at persuading them haven't amounted to much of anything. So he's got to go over their head. He's got to speak directly to the Israeli people about Israel's future. If it wants to remain a secure, prosperous, Jewish democratic state, it's got to choose a different path in Gaza. It's got to choose a different path in the West Bank. And I even suggested he go to the Knesset. Do it from the floor of the Israeli parliament. Take a page out of Bibi Netanyahu's book, who came to Washington, spoke from the Congress to speak against the Iran nuclear deal. But I don't quite care whether he does it from the Knesset or not. I think, though, what we're actually seeing is the administration is moving away from a policy that's predicated on persuading Bibi Netanyahu, and they're dealing much more with a policy that's either independent, we're going to provide aid, we're going to veto this resolution or introduce our own, and essentially pressuring the Israeli government. So I think it's a healthy change.
Richard Haass with the Council on Foreign Relations for decades there on the geopolitics of Israel and the president of the United States.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs, to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more, Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Just a little vignette here of our world at 59th Street and Lexington Avenue across from Bloomingdale's. We're truly in Midtown Manhattan, 2 blocks, 3 blocks over from Central Park. Eric Mahlo and I, we're walking home today. Are there any presidents who are not in the city today? Fragile James Earl Carter is not here, but everyone else seems to be, and it looks to be a shutdown Manhattan here as we stagger through a Thursday before a longer weekend. Program note, I do want to point out that Michael McKee will be leading our coverage tomorrow on important economic data. Thrilled that Tom Porcelli and Sarah House will join us on Bloomberg Surveillance. And special thank you to Nathan Hager for coming in on Good Friday to provide coverage there. Leading our equity review today, the last day, the first quarter of trading, was Julian Emanuel. He's with Evercore ISI, and that's always an important conversation wrapped around the economics of Edward Hyman. wrapped around the market review of that economics by Julian Emanuel. They are in the market. They are not in cash. But there's some humility about how far, how fast we've come. And, of course, with Ed Hyman looking for a disinflation tendency that appears to have stalled.
The first thing we have to do is step back and say the market is exuberant, but it is nowhere near irrational. 28 times what you saw in Y2K, which would imply 6,200 or so in the S&P, wow, is exuberant. But from our point of view, with the accumulated sort of perfection priced in, and the possibility that the Fed isn't going to be able to deliver, and that 11% earnings growth, which has been basically the baseline for the last couple of months, has downside, as we think it does. The way you want to think about this is, how do you stay in your core positions with perhaps a tilt towards defense and not get scared? Because the history of making subpar returns in investing comes from selling into down markets,
yep,
as opposed to just sort of thinking about how you position when things are good as they are now.
A lot of wisdom from Julian Emanuel there, and I really want to separate out the way we do things at Bloomberg Surveillance, as we spend a lot of time talking to equity strategists and investors who understand the way to win is to be in the market, and that market timing of being in the market, coming out, going to cash, and then critically the decision, once you're in cash, how do I get back into the market again, is a real, real chore. We do talk to people that do that. They're interested in timing and all, but I really want to emphasize our view, and our view for years has been, okay, I got to be in the market. How do I participate in a market if I'm scared stiff or I'm optimistic and any of the different flavors there? It has been, I just can't say enough about the humility required here into a March 31st. This first quarter of 2024 has really been nuanced, has been a surprise of economic growth, 3.4% GDP for the final quarter of 2023. That's a wow statistic. All of that tempered by the conversation we have on economics, finance, investment. Thank you, Richard Haass, on international relations. We're on Apple CarPlay. Thrilled with that work out there, with Google as well. But Apple CarPlay, download the Bloomberg Business app. And on YouTube, building this out, I can't wait to see where we are in 1 year or 2 years on a build-out of YouTube. Search for Bloomberg Podcasts. It's single best idea. Good morning.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.